as with most subjects that we deal with in this platform, there's a lot to discuss and not so much time, so we're going to move as quickly and as clearly as we can. Didn't say anything. So there's an Isser called Shehiyah, which means to leave something on a fire from before Shabbos into Shabbos. And the Gemara explains the reason is because in the times of the Gemara they had a coal oven, and they would, as the whatever fuel they were using burnt down, they would cool off, and therefore there's a Gzera called Shemi Yechata, you might come to stoke the coals to make the fire hotter. So what's the Eitzah? One of the Eitzahs is called Garuf, and one's called Katum, and there's a few more which we might get to next week. But Garuf means to scrape out the coals from the oven, and therefore thus there's no more fuel there to be heat, and therefore that would be a heter. And Katum means to cover the coals with ash to cool them down and to show that you are not going to be using this fire anymore. You're not going to stoke it up again. So there's really two reasons the Rishonim speak about why in this Katum. And that's we're really going to focus on Katum more than Garuf, because Garuf is basically turning off the fire. So Katum is a little more complicated. Katum means to cover the coals with ash. So the Ran says that it's because by covering it with ash, that's a heker to that you're cooling them down, and that's a heker to say something's different over here. We're not gonna raise the fire. Don't raise the fire. The Rambam says it's a little bit differently. That you're showing that you're mesiach dasumit, that you don't want these, and you're not gonna be machata. You're not gonna stoke them up anymore. The question is, what about our ovens, our stovetops, right? There are svaras to be makel. The Ramosha says that maybe by a stove, either gas or electric, when you would raise the fire, you're not just stoking up the fuel that's there. You're adding more fuel, and we don't find such a gzera in the Gemara to say that to bring more wood that would be a problem. So that would be a svara, and there's other svaras too. But lamaisa, Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman say that since it's right there, since the knob is right there, it's much easier. It's even easier than stoking the coals. It will be a problem, and also you don't have to bring new fuel. The fuel is right there. It's standing right next to the fire.
Shemayata.
It's same type of thing. Yeah, they compare. So lamaisa, we say that it's aser. So before we get to blech, there's one shayla that the person is going to speak about. Let's say you have your stove top is on the highest flame. So there's no shema yichata because there's a consistent flame there. It's not going to cool down. So maybe you're not going to. There's nothing to stoke up higher. It's on the highest flame. Now, I don't know if it's such a safe thing by a stovetop, because it's going to burn out whatever it's on there, but by a crack pot, it's much more negeya. When you have a crack pot that's on the highest setting, some people leave it on for the chalon. So maybe what's the shema yichata over there? So the Rebbe Tzina Abba Shol Taka says that it's mutter. It's not shayachita, it's going to be mutter. But Ramosha, they asked the shayla to Ramosha. Ramosha says that this is going to be also aser for a few reasons. First of all, loy plug, that there's no, the Chazal don't differentiate in their gzera. Number two, maybe you're going to come to lower it and then raise it again. When you go lower it and say it's going to get, it's not cooking enough, so you're going to raise it again, that would be shemi chata that way. So what about a blech? Does a blech work to make it ketuma? So we saw Ramosha says very clearly that a metal blech is considered a kira ketuma. For the reason is that Ramosha goes mainly with the svara of heker, and this is a heker that don't touch it. The Chazanish, as you saw, is machmer. He says that a metal blech doesn't really do anything. It doesn't really minimize the heat. It doesn't. People could cook on it, and therefore a metal blech at least would not be called ketumah. The question is: so you have a blech. How much does it have to cover? Right, where the minhag of the olam is to use a blech. So what does that have to cover? So they say. Yeah, if we go with heker, that means you have to show something about the fire that you're not going to touch it. So you have to have a heker; it has to cover the fire. I mean, Rav Moshe goes. Mikra Adin has to cover the fire. Rav Moshe says you also have to cover the knobs because that's where the place to stoke the fuel is. Right, to stoke the oven is with the knobs. So the Chachila, he says, you should cover the knobs. They say B'Shem Reb Aaron, I saw that Reb Shem and Ida brings it down B'Shem Reb Aaron, that he says just cover the knobs, and you don't have to cover the fire because the hecker is where you're going to adjust it, and there you have a hecker. But on the other side of the spectrum is the Be'er Moshe says that Me'ikra Din, it's not just L'chachil, Me'ikra Din you have to cover because of this svara, because you're going, that's where you would raise it. Now, what's a good blech? Right now, you go into most Judaica stores; they have a hard piece of metal, and that's a blech. But let's say you don't have that, so it does a piece of aluminum foil work? So they say that one piece of aluminum foil is not going to be enough. I saw that the Ribi it says because it's going to disintegrate. It's not going to, and it doesn't really show anything. If the Zalman says a svara because it looks like you're just trying to keep the stovetop clean. So at least a double layer, and the Lashon of Shlomo Zalman says you have to fold it over a few times, and then you could use it as a blech. In terms of heavy duty aluminum foil, I'm not sure.
In a crock pot, you could use wax paper. Would the Chazanish be moida that would be a sufficient blech?
Does it? I don't know. I mean, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
What does he suggest?
Who? Chazanish says in Bnei Brak they leave it on. I don't know. That's why he's by Magus, he's Makel. Yeah, that's because he says just leave it on. You know, you have to have all your food fully cooked, and then it's. Yeah. They asked there's a Shiloh from the Kehila Ashkenazis in Mexico, sent the Shiloh to Rabbi Yamin Zilber and Chuvas Aznid Ruiz, and they asked him, what if you left the blech on the whole week and you cooked on it the whole week? So you don't really have a hecker because you were using it the whole week. So he says that you could be Seimach that people, since it was put on originally as a hecker, and most of the Olam knows that you don't really cook on a blech, and therefore that would be enough of a hecker. Similarly, they ask a shayla. The Shvus Yitzchak brings down that if you put on the blech on Friday to keep your stovetop clean, so you didn't put it on for a hecker, and for sure you weren't mesiach das because you're cooking on it, but you're doing it to keep it clean. So he brings down Paiskim that say that it doesn't work. But if he knows, meaning he also has in mind that there is going to be this, it helps for Shabbos, that would be enough. Let's say that your blech falls off. I mean, halfway through Shabbos, your blech slips off halfway or all the way. So, okay. There's a halacha. Also, we brought down. There's a halacha that if you covered it over, if you cover the coals with ash, and then the wind came and blew it, so and restoked the fire, that the fire became stronger, that wouldn't cost, that you would still be able to do shia, and it wouldn't be a problem. But by a blech, so that might be different. Now, the Maimakimus, someone pointed out that this is a little interesting because there's two svaras, the svar of Hecker and the svar of Mesiach Das. Now they don't work together. Meaning the way that the Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos says it, that the blech would be different, is because by ketuma, when you put on the ashes, so that shows you're Mesiach Das. But by the blech is only because of a heker, not to touch the fire. But let's say I go that even by ketuma itself, it's because of heker. So now you lost your heker. So Ramosha, like we said, go straight heker. He says that you have to, that the reason for any ketuma, for any blech, is because of heker. Even so, he says that if that that's still different, because when the fire got reignited from the wind, there's still some ashes that are still on the fire. You still have some type of heker there. But if your blech falls off, so your whole heker is off, you don't have any heker left there, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do shiyah there or chazara. But he says if some of it is left over, I mean, if it just slipped off half the stove, you have some type of heker there, it would still be good enough, and it would be mutter. There's another shayla about there's Paiskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman is machmer about this. If the svara is either a heker, either it's heker or mesiach das, if you adjust the flame after the blech is on,
before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos, right? I mean, some people
put it back on. I'm not following. Fell off. Pick it up. Put it back on.
But do you have to?
Huh?
Do you have to?
What's the issue? Do it.
Wrong. Okay.
Why not?
Fell off.
No. So this is. It might not be so pasha because they asked Rav Moshe the Shaila. Are you allowed to put it back on? So he said that if it's going to become red hot, I mean, if your flame is on high, it's going to become red hot. So then it would be awesome. So that would well. If it's not going to become red hot, so it's not going to be ma'avir by putting it back on, then it would be mutter. But let's say somebody told me he leaves the aluminum foil in the crack pot the whole week. So when he puts up his challen, the blech of your crack pot is still there. So when you put on your challen higher, it's still going to be you basically threw out your heker and you're for sure not being Masiyah Das because you're turning it on. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you need he's machmer on this, and that you have to, some say you have to lift up the blech again and then put it back down. That would be good enough as a heker.
Is it enough just to cover the knob again?
What, in general?
I'm saying the inside you're just going to keep in there the whole time, but covering the knob you only.
I don't know. That might that would be shiloh if you need a. If that would be enough for a blech. You don't have such a heker though.
Yeah.
If the acre heker is on the fire itself. Okay, so now what about hot plates? So hot
plates.
Why is
the blood all week?
I don't know, but it would be similar, yeah. If you put it on originally for the heker, so you would still have that.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. So a hot plate, if it's an adjustable hot plate, where you could adjust the temperature, so then it would be like a regular stove and you would need a blech. But there's a machloikis about a non-adjustable. A regular hot plate is non-adjustable. You just plug it in and it keeps a steady temperature. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, and Rabbi Moshe also seems to say that it's not adjustable, and therefore there's no problem with Shem Yechata. But they bring down from Rabbi Yashiv and the Chazon Ish that they're machmer because they say it's like plug, and you're leaving on your challenge or whatever it is to cook further, and therefore they say that it would need a blech. Now one more shayla about an urn. I mean, an urn, it's not really shayach, a blech.
What's a blech on a hot plate?
A blech on a hot plate would be a piece of aluminum foil. Yeah. The same thing.
Alright, one piece would be enough on a blech?
If you hold, you need one, maybe you can make one. An urn is you can't really cover the heating element in a hot water urn. So therefore they say, so it's not shayach blech, and therefore you have to make sure that your water is heated up, at least till Yad Seledus before Shabbos.